Hello, welcome to Prusa Live 36, our holiday edition. With me, as always, is Mikla Sousa and Joseph Prusa. We're super happy to have you guys with us for the last show of the year, and we've got a good one, I think. Let's kick off with our Prusa Printers Picks of the Week. What do you have, Mickey?
I have a super practical thingy, maybe even now for the holiday season. It's a backlip, and it's amazing. I love it. It's so it prints in place, and you just go like this, and whatever bag you have just snaps in place, and it's like super tight. I bet this even like seals, so yeah, it's amazing.
Right. Does it have a living hinge or a standard hinge?
It is a print in place, but like standard hinge. I don't know if you can really see it, but yeah, it's just cleverly there's 45 degree angles and it little gaps, so it doesn't touch really. It's really well thought out, and it's by Neo Yarus on Prusa Printers.
Yeah, mine has already been stolen and is closing up cookie ingredients as my mother is here baking Christmas cookies. So yes, very very useful. So I have a Christmas ornament. It is the Christmas ball. Nice. And I printed it in one of these fun, two color filaments.
Cool.
That looks nice. So
that was one of the entries in our holiday contest.
Very nice.
So, and I actually snagged it back off of my Christmas tree because it was hanging there already. So,
and I have back after the show. I have Joe's picks here as well.
Yeah, I figured them in the office, but they are the Christmas ornaments.
I will be your extended arms for the stream. So there's a variation. It's really really fun. They print flat, like that, and then you assemble them. And there are some really I like these two, which look like ornaments, but this is the iframe frame with a circular pattern, and this is the frame that's under the heat bed, also patterned circularly. So
the Y carriage.
I love these.
It's
great that you have to look at them for a second before you realize. They're super fun.
Of course, we put Joe's face on some of them.
Santa Joe.
So, yeah, those are on Joe's profile on Prusa Printers.
Fantastic. All right. So, we've had a bunch of contests going on recently, and we've got some winners to announce.
Oh, yes.
So, let's hop right into that right away. Okay. So, the first one we had was the quick prints contest. Mm-hmm. And the idea of this was design something that is a great like handout giveaway, demo print, and it needs to print in under an hour, and it needs to be useful too. It can't just be pretty. It has to have a function to it. So you guys came up with some very cool quick prints. There were some that we absolutely loved. Who is in third place on our quick prints?
So below the third place on the website,
the
blog post before it's not released yet, but it will be in a second. You can see the top places that were voted by the community, like the Ratchet tool, basically also print in place. Pretty cool system, I have to say. Yeah, some nice little thingies. But on the third place in this contest is the Ultra Thin Pen Compliant Mechanism by Fabian Vela.
I love this.
I actually have one of them here, and it's super cool because the pen mechanism isn't out. You just grab it and push. I did break a little bit of it just before the show. And then the pen comes out, and you have access to the pen and pull it back in. And yeah, but
that's cool.
It's super thin. It's just barely thicker than the ink cartridge itself, which I think was super great.
I love it that, compl- actually use for compliant mechanisms. Usually they're demos of stuff, but this is nice. It's practical.
Right. Real functional. And you know, if you have like a big notebook or, you know, something like that, this would be easy just to like slide in as almost like a bookmark of where you were in your notebook, but also, you know, it's your pen. So
yeah.
Very cool.
Okay. So then we move on to our second place. And it's what was the most popular by, you know, if our community was picking the winner, and it's the Precision Tweezers by M4 and you. I think, yeah, I have them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have them too? Yeah, super quick print. Yeah, we were really considering it for the winner, but there were some, I think they could be really like, it's a little changes and they would be perfect. Like the one thing that's like, I would say imperfect about these is that the tips slide to the side a bit, which makes it sometimes. Not sure
if you can kind of see that there. Like every time it wants to close, it kind of, but you can get it. What I did find is like just trying to pick up little things, you know, it works. It works quite well. Like, but it does feel kind of weird, and every once in a while things will slide out. So
and yeah, it prints flat, and then you just assemble it very quickly. So yeah,
I was impressed at how many of these like quick print demo prints were like print in place or had some kind of like mechanism built in. I really did enjoy that this time, and I think it really does show how much the kind of level of design and engineering is going up throughout the entire community, that like this is becoming standard.
Yeah. So fantastic place, and for a new, really lovely design. And yes, you win the 5 spools of Prusament for the second place. And then we move on to our first place, and I've already shown that print before. It's the backlip by NeoYorus, and this is actually our pick for the first place because it's incredible. Like, I think it went a little bit under the radar.
Yeah,
but it is so good.
The thing is, like there are so many chip clips out there. You know, we've seen so many bag clips and chip clips and everything else, but like a lot of them are either like you've got to squeeze them real hard. So like if you have weaker hands, like, you know, they're very difficult to use, or, you know, they don't like seal across an entire bag. Like it's just a little thing.
Yeah.
Like we've seen so many things, and this one, because someone took the time to put the hinges in and the way that the mechanisms work and everything, it's like, it's really good and really useful, and it prints fast. And
It has this, I'm going to stop the screen share for a sec. This clever, you know, sharp, like a blade that goes inside. So once it's closed, the bag actually has to go through like a little labyrinth. So I think that's why it seals so well. And also the fact that it's like, without the bag, it doesn't really, it doesn't work. But that's because, you know, it expects something to be in it. And as soon as you put any thickness, you know, between it, it just like has this satisfying click, and it just holds so well, really.
And it has enough flex in it too, that if you take like a bag and like twist up the bag and then put it across the twist, it will still flex enough and still close. And yeah, it's great. It really is.
So, ooh, taking a snack.
Yeah, I'm eating the Christmas sweets.
I'll start tomorrow. Have some at home.
That was a strange looking gingerbread cookie.
So that's our winners. Congrats. We had so many great contributions. Again, don't forget that there are more winners. We also have the community votes who get
one of the difficult things on this one is there were so many good entries, and, you know, kind of printing out and testing entries and things like that. Like normally there's a lot to print and things like that. The nice thing on this one is all the prints were quick.
Yeah. exactly. Under an hour each print. So that was sweet. Right.
And you know, I think this is a great contest to be ending right now at the holidays, because if you have a bunch of family members over and like you want to show them like how cool 3D printing is, like they don't have to sit around for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours to wait for your print to be done. You know, I printed a really nice little phone stand that was one of the things that was in contention, and it took 20 minutes to print, but it's like an actual like 3D thing. And you know, that's great to just, you know, show off to your family. So.
Okay, so Joe's that was cookies. That was this contest.
I'm thinking I should eat during all the streams.
that'll be the new standard. Mickey and I will just do the stream, and you'll just sit and have a meal. Great. So speaking of the holidays, that is our next contest that just ended. We did a super quick under a month, I think, or just about a month, holiday contest for ornaments to celebrate, you know, all the holidays that are upon us. And again, you know, you guys kind of blew us away. There's a lot of great prints there. Do we want to start with the community picks again?
Yeah, sure. Let's start with that. So we have the cartoon candle.
I love this candle.
It's awesome.
The creator actually released a bunch of them. Uh-huh. And I think this was number 4, I think. And I actually think it is the cutest one. they're super adorable.
The Waysmode Christmas tree, some snowflakes.
I'm going to get one of those started this afternoon.
Okay, nice.
I keep adding a vase mode Christmas tree to like every year to my
your collection of
like my Christmas decorations. Yeah, nice. There's the Christmas ball.
Yeah, that's your pick of the week, right? And then then the gingerbread mug.
Oh,
those are the community picks, and then we go to our first 3 places. The 3rd place is the customizable snow globe by Sconny Makes, and
one of the things I loved about this is like he released so many different like layers. Like each one of those is made of 3 different layers that are stuck in, and he released a ton of different ones. And not only did he release the 3D files, like he released the G code, and he released that, you know, the STL, and he released the OBJs. And the inventor files and DWG. So if you want to laser cut these instead of 3D print them, like the DWGs are there. Like, and because it's a simple shape, it's going to be so easy if you know Inkscape, just like, you know, even this much for you to, you know, draw out a new one and extrude it out. So I thought it was a ton of fun.
Awesome system.
These are great.
Kind of reminds me a little bit about Borderlands, where they just, instead of making million guns, they made like the modules and they get randomly generated. You get like randomly generated snow globes, basically.
Yeah.
Awesome job. So Sconny Makes, that was our 3rd place.
Also think, again, holidays, family and things, like if you're trying to entertain the kids, print a bunch of those out and throw them down and have them make their own snow globes by mixing and matching.
True.
So.
Then our 2nd place is the Bearded Christmas Gnome by Thomas. it's the twist on the lion.
The hairy,
right?
Lion. Yeah. And you know, it was one of those things, and I talk about it in the blog post, like, you know, 5 years ago the hairy lion came out, and then all of a sudden there was the hairy Einstein and the hairy Tesla, and like, you know, they made all of these things, and you know, the fad kind of died out. And, you know, in many ways, it was okay that the fad died out. Like, we didn't need a ton of them. But I think this is a adorable and perfect
technique.
Yes, it is.
And I'm so glad to see it back.
Nicholas, I think we have a bust of me. We should do it. we should do the beard.
I don't want to say the combination of the 2 words, but... one of them is Harry and the other is Joe, basically. It would be so funny.
I saw the gnome and instantly thought of our good friend Shane. So, you know.
True. Okay, and that moves us to the 3rd place. And I think we can say that this time this wasn't hard, right?
I will say I felt a little pressured on this one. this is maybe the first time that I thought if I didn't choose this entry as the winner, that like I might have people knocking on my door.
Like. Probably, yeah. So the first place goes to Fixum Dude with his TIE Fighter card ornament. And yeah, I bet you most of our viewers have already seen it online because it's all over Twitter, all everywhere. Over Instagram, it's yeah. everywhere. And it's so good. I have to say it. It's just so good. So pretty.
Yeah. And he's working on some additional ones. Like I think he's got a version that he just did that will print on SLA and yeah.
Yeah. Someone printed it so many makes. Like some crystal. I mean this is very nice. There was someone who printed it with like a clear crystal. Oh, cute.
Well, I think the clear one might have been Krusty working on the SLA version.
Oh, maybe. Oh, there's some. Yeah, anyway.
Oh, that looks great.
So many. Ah, oh, there's an outside one. That's frosted.
Oh, that's great.
That's so cool.
This is the best make.
Yeah. Yeah, so fantastic job. I think everyone will agree that this is well-deserved first place.
I was about to say that, like, we should have some kind of contest around makes, and then I realized that we do. It's the Prusa Printers, the Prusa Live contest that we hold every time that we do one of these shows. Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so there was the contests, right?
Yeah, those were the contests.
And we kind of already transitioned a little bit into the next segment? I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
The winners will get something extra for their winning designs, not just the prizes, but also badges.
Yeah. So we recently released the new badge system last week, and you guys kind of went crazy for it, and we are mm-hmm. so happy about it. So now, as you interact on Prusa Printers, you will have the ability to earn badges, get additional like levels on some of those badges, and also earn Prusameters. And do you want to explain? Is your mouth empty enough right now, Joe, to explain Prusameters, or should I have Mickey?
So when we were thinking about doing some points you can collect, I got an idea that you could actually collect the filament, and later you would be able to exchange it for the real Prusament. So we started working on it. I think it took actually quite some time. We were working on it for at least 3/4 of a year, but I'm super happy. I think some of the spools were already sent out. Right, Mikolas? I think
I believe so, yeah.
160, but when we got the data today, I think, what was the number? 570,000 meters of Prusament were given to the accounts. That is incredible.
Yeah.
It's really funny. On my Friday call last Friday, we were discussing the new badges and the new Prusameters, and we mentioned like, oh yeah, you know, you earn Prusameters and then you submit that for real Prusament and everything else. And someone was like, wait, what? You mean the actual Prusameters actually become meters of Prusament? I was like, yeah, you collect enough Prusameters and you can turn that in and actually get filament. And they were just like, this is the coolest thing ever. And so yeah, I think it's really great way to do our reward system. And you know, we're looking at additional ways that we can kind of incorporate some of these things into some rewards. And so you might see some additional contests and, you know, things coming in the near future where instead of us sending you actual filament or things, that we just go ahead and reward you Prusameters, and then, you know, you can turn that in for other things. And I it was in the list there also, but it's not just filament you can turn it in for. You can get yourself one of our new hats or a t-shirt or a hoodie or, you know, all kinds of things. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah. And then we have the badges. And there was quite a hunt on Twitter to get them to get them all. But right. What was the name of the guy who really wanted them all? I can't remember.
you can't. Yeah, I don't know. He's not around very much. Seems odd that he would want
he
all.
He just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, it like Weckler, Weekler,
something like that. Yeah, starts like with that. W.
Something. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. He gave us some ideas for some badges, just inspired by him though. So we'll see.
I was happy to see how surprised people were when we introduced this. When for me, like this was one of the things that was planned from the very beginning of launching the project, and we were all really looking forward to when it's live. But of course, like you know, having collections as high priority, you know, so many things have higher priority than this. And we finally, you know, continuous work, we were crossing them all, adding all the features. So we actually got to the point where we can work on, I mean, for a while we've been working on stuff that other sites do not have. And I think this is one of the first like big features.
And that was a comment I had on Twitter for sure. Was like, one of the things I'm most excited about this is, thus far, pretty much everything on Prusa Printers has been a matter of, you know, kind of getting the base functionality that, you know, a site like this needs to have. And this is one of the first times that we've kind of really taken that jump to take it beyond what the other sites out there do.
I think it's kind of hilarious that, like, we made the system, like, but I'm like, you know, I want the benches. I want them.
I know. Now I feel so bad. I'm like, all those times where I didn't log in to like download stuff and things like that. Now I'm like, oh, make sure I'm logged in. Make sure I'm logged in. Like, I need to get all these like multitudes of files that like I haven't uploaded yet. Like these models up and
I need to increase the IT security. So Mikolas can't get logged in for the database. So he can't sell badges on the black market and give himself all of the badges.
Yes.
I'm wondering where the Is Joseph Prusa badge, like that you're the only person that has that one badge.
I suggested that too. We should do that. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and it will give me a level 420.
yeah. Someone's asking in the chat. I saw it several times. So if you collect the Prusa meters, like, yes, there's it's a voucher, 100% voucher for the product. You still need to pay the shipping. So it's one of like also like security ways that it like prevents like cheating from being too easy. And also there's like different shipping to different countries costs more or less. So it wouldn't really be that fair.
Yeah, but I think it is a good security measure.
Yeah, to, yeah.
The fact that you have to pay shipping, because if somebody cheats 100,000 spools overnight,
it should be possible. But
he can't just ship them to himself.
I can just see Martin Pešek, the leader of the Prusament team, just going into the warehouse and like. Where is all the stuff? Where are all the spools?
But we don't. We still haven't managed to have a large stock of Prusament, anyways.
Yeah, and I don't want to like reveal how we do it, but let's just say someone was like, it was very few cases, but someone was already trying to cheat the system, and guess what he found out? He found out that you can have negative Prusa meters. So he doesn't have zero. He has less than zero. So it's going to take him a while to get
back. Plus you are evil. Andre is evil.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and also the fact that you have to have some likes, and it's a 30-day period. So
Yeah, and it's lovely that if you make a good design that gets continuous, you know, downloads and likes, like it can make you one free spool every month. So really, like, you know, it keeps supporting the designers continuously, which I really like that, you know, it's not like a one-time hit, but if you make like a really good design, it will keep benefiting you for a really long time. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, there was some, there was definitely some question about that. Some people were confused as to if the first 30-day period of a design was the only time that that design could accumulate points.
No. It's every,
you know, yeah.
Every 30 days is just a 30-day period where you have different achievements of different points, and then the 30 days get reset and it starts collecting it again. So, I mean, very often you'll see like a sudden spike, like you release something awesome and it will get a lot of likes and downloads in like 1 or 2 months. So, I mean, you'll still get a lot of meters, but I'd say only the like the best designs will get like longevity or something. Like it's, I guess it's very, quite difficult to make something that's, you know, popular the whole time, but maybe something like this, like that could be it.
I feel like some of the YouTubers need to be careful that they don't have people begging them to show off their design so that they they get all kinds of gruesome meters.
Oh, yeah. Someone is saying we should make a badge for the cheaters, just like big L.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then people would cheat on purpose because they would want the badge. I can already see it happening.
Yeah, what was the name of the guy? The W.
Finster? Finster? Something? I don't know.
Something. Okay, so we had a release yesterday? Or did it?
Today.
I think it was yesterday. Today. Okay. A lot of you have been playing with it for a while, but Prusa Slicer 2.4 is officially live. So for everyone who didn't feel comfortable trying out the alphas and the betas and things like that, it is totally released now and golden. So head on out there and give it a try. It's a
happy holidays.
Huge release.
This is our gift from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Early gift. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge release with a ton of features, and Mickey has been losing many hours of sleep trying to get the video ready and everything else explain some of these features.
Guys, just go through the complete change logs because we were talking with Nicholas before that there is no way he could fit everything into a video,
right?
Or it would be 1 hour long.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have the article on the blog, which, you know, covers the highlights, the biggest features, and there's pictures and examples and everything. But if you want to go, you know, like real nerdy and you want to know everything, there's a link to the GitHub releases page. And, you know, the final release has links for all the alpha, beta, and release candidate versions. So, for example, the changelog for the alpha one is huge, and it like talks about the algorithms and, you know, the history of Prusa Slicer, why it behaved like it behaved and why we changed it and how difficult it was. And it really goes, you know, very, very in depth about the decisions that the team made and the difficulties and the problems that they had to overcome. So I think if you really want to be the master, you know, of the knowledge of Prusa Slicer, if you go through the changelogs, you will get a lot of info.
And we've covered a lot of the kind of highlights in previous episodes and things too. So if you want to hear us babble on about, you know, fun things like the new paint on, you know, coloring systems and things like that, we've definitely been out there. But
I mean, like one example, like for all these things, like for me, one of the like biggest things about this release is like this small paragraph.
Yeah, it's fast. Yeah.
Which is like, oh, by the way, it's like 2 to 4 times faster. Like, holy cow. Like I've forgotten because I've been using the alpha and beta versions for some time. I've forgotten like the how big the difference is. But now when I was doing the video, I actually launched it side by side. And it is like so much faster. Like it is incredible how much faster it is. And I didn't really think that, you know, 2.3 was slow. It was only slow when you put some huge like detailed model in it with like this model has like over a million triangles. So it's pretty tough on the CPU. But yeah, the 2.4 just, you know, so fast. So that's like four lines in the article. So there's a lot of goodies that might go under the radar, but yeah, the improvements are huge.
Oh, did you pause the video or took it long?
Yeah, I love some of the UI interface changes too.
Yeah,
I think there was a lot of stuff that, you know, wasn't 100% necessary, but really does kind of make it feel more updated and more mm-hmm. modern.
Yeah, definitely the best part is the Clippy.
Yes. I mean, speaking about UI, like, for example, these, I don't know if you can really see them, but these buttons, you know, you could control click the slider to input an exact value, but not how many people will find it out. So just, you know, adding, you know, but we monitor the, you know, social media and the GitHub issues and everything, and the devs see that, like, people keep asking for a feature that's already improves a slicer, but clearly it is not obvious. So, like, you know, we get together and they figure out a way to make it, like, so obvious for everyone. So you just add a button and the button makes you input exact value. And it's like, it will never be asked basically, I think, online ever again, because it's so intuitive. Like, everyone will be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
And yeah, the support so much easier to remove. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah, snug supports, like, that's one of the things that I think is really, you know, catching on with people, because, you know, the paint on coloring is fantastic. I'm not taking anything away from that. And for people who have, you know, MMUs and things, it's just, you know, awesome. But snug supports is something that will help absolutely everyone out there, because, you know, we all have to print with supports from time to time, and having super easy to remove supports is very nice.
Yeah. But we should tell people that they have to enable them now, because we didn't do so right now, because it needs a little bit more testing in the wild before we put it on as a default. Because for some cases, the old type might be better.
I think we are getting, like, we might change them to default, and because we have the auto-updating profiles, it might just happen that, you know, one day they are the default, but not yet, And the decimation, like, you know, if you have a huge model with so many triangles, and even, like, you get a wireframe view, I love this. I could nerd about this all day. Like, you can see all the triangles and all the detail, and it decimates it, and you can see the progress and everything. It's really, really nice.
And you know, that was something that you could have done previously in, you know, another piece of software, you know, you know, NetFab, MeshLab, you know, all of those things. But, you know, why have to open up yet another piece of software? You know, why have to learn all those UIs? You know, just do it all in PrusaSlicer.
And I bet you, like, people will find so many uses for the features that we didn't even think about. Like, I know this isn't the best way to make, like, parametric models, but with the negative volumes, like holes and stuff like this, you can make them non-destructively inside PrusaSlicer. And then if someone, you know, downloads the free MF, they can just resize the hole, make it bigger or smaller. Mm-hmm. And I bet you someone will think about some weird ways to make, like, really customizable models with this or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to see that.
Yeah. It's super cool, and, you know, we're already seeing users really starting to take advantage of it when it was just in the alphas and the betas.
Yeah.
You know, it will be very interesting to see over the next, you know, couple months where users really start to dig into this and, you know, everything now that it's fully live.
User is asking in the chat if it's getting more complicated, and I mean, yes, to a certain degree, but one thing is we have the three modes, the simple, advanced, and expert. So a lot of the features go into the advanced and expert modes, so you don't see them in the basic view. And the other thing is, you know, our documentation. And for example, the Clippy Joe, which, you know, every time you start the PrusaSlicer, it will tell you a little hint about, hey, there's this feature you might not know about, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and I have to... The legal department told me that I have to say it is actually a piece of filament. Yes. It is not the thing to bind the papers.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. filament Joe. All right. Now we know. Fantastic. All right. Well, we could rant all day about all the cool stuff in Prusa Slicer 2.4, but again, we've discussed a lot of it in the past. And you know, we've got an awesome guest with us.
Maybe we'll get a little bit to it in the questions and answers
in the
segment.
Q&A, yeah.
Yeah, in the end. So sure. Stay tuned if you have some questions about Prusa Slicer.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of anticipate that you guys will be asking questions about badges and Prusa Slicer 2.4 in the Q&A. So, yeah. All right, so our guest this week is Caleb Kraft. Let's go ahead and bring him in. So a lot of you guys may know Caleb from his work at Make and his work way back in the day at Hackaday. But Caleb is super into modifying video games controllers for those who have extra needs. And he is currently running a contest on Prusa Printers, back into the multitudes of contests that are out there right now. And it's a good way into it, but there's still plenty of time. It's running until mid-January, I think, almost a month still left in the contest, I think, the 19th, stuff like that. Right?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you could create some designs right now that could, you know, help out your fellow gamers. And Caleb is here to talk a little bit about it. So
absolutely. Thanks for inviting me. I'm proud. This is the first external contest that Prusa is hosting.
Yeah.
Yes. And not only that, it's probably the smallest contest that Prusa has ever hosted.
I think you're still doing pretty good. You were like, oh, if I get 5 or 10 entries, like, I'll be happy. And I think you're well past that.
Yeah, it's a small niche. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, that being said, if you guys have some design skills, you know, think about entering the contest.
So you'd be surprised how simple things can be and still be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we're like, you basically started a little bit of a direction, or you are the first in the like direction that we would really love to go, like smaller contests, but like really directed at a specific problem. And that's exactly, I think, what you're doing here. And it could really help someone. Like, I know it's like, it's not thousands of models, but you don't need thousands of models. You need that one model that you're looking for and you couldn't right. get
exactly.
it before.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you show us some of the examples and explain it a little bit? I follow you for a long time, so I get an idea.
Yeah, I'd be happy to show you some because mine aren't on that page. I didn't enter my own contest. But I actually have here a controller that I'm working on right now that's got two different mods on it that I can show off. This one I'm super proud of. What I'm going to do is I'm going to switch my camera around so you can see it more clearly. But so this is a thumbstick adapter that has different attachments that can go on the thumbstick. And this is for people that have like this one is a cup mm-hmm. so that they could stick an attachment down in there, or a giant, like if they had to use their whole hand mm-hmm. or, you know, just this little T one. But the cool thing about this adapter is, at least for me, this was a new area of design. It actually has a threaded screw all the way through that clamps it onto the thumbstick. Well, that one's messed up because I've been playing with it so much. Here we go. So it actually clamps onto the thumbstick.
Nice.
And I gotta say, the printer I had before I got my Mark 3S, I couldn't do threads like this consistently. But the Mark 3S has allowed me, has opened up the doors to this, and it's been wonderful.
That is
but
nice.
Yeah, there's that one. And then there's this little model that I just published on Prusa Printers. It looks ridiculously simple, but it's got a print in place hinge and it holds down the button for someone, which seems you know, so simple, but it's useful.
Wow. You know what? Like, I have a little bit of an RSI, repetitive strain injury, and I'm always like looking for, like, whenever, if I can't bind a key for like outrun in a game, I will either not play the game or I will make some script that holds it for me. So I could actually, I could actually use that model. That's cool.
Yeah, it's super simple. And it's just got a
Oh, yeah. And it looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that I'm real proud of that one.
Super nice.
Yeah. So do you have any examples of some of these? Because I know you've been doing this in the past too. Do you have any examples of any of the others that you've done in the past, or, you know, kind of things to inspire people on ideas of like what is possible?
Well, I've got if you look at the header for the contest, you'll see some blue pieces coming off of the triggers. And I don't have one sitting here to show you. But if you look at the header of the contest on the main printer's page.
Yes, here. Yes.
So there it is, right? So those blue things, that's a solution.
So those aren't just Loki horns. Those are actually
So someone can push the triggers from the top. Like if they had the controller sitting down on a table, they can push the triggers from the top. And you can see there, I've got them glued on and a screw through them, and that sucks. I would love to see solutions that were some non-destructive way of doing that exact same thing, either clipping on or mounting on or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it could be so simple.
Yes, and we have some
When I'm thinking about this, I know that Microsoft one day released a controller. For accessibility, you know, a very special one, but basically you have to build the whole controller yourself. And these are just little things you can just put on and use it immediately.
Absolutely. Yeah, the 3D printing has changed how I do this completely. I used to crack open controllers and do electronic modifications, but now I'm focusing completely on 3D printing because it's distributed manufacturing. I can have somebody local to that person manufacture it, and I can have somebody install it that has no skills whatsoever, ideally. So I don't have to have the controller myself. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah, and because it is external contest, it's basically run by Caleb, but just hosted by us. So you put together a whole like committee of judges who will be evaluating the entries, right?
Yes, it's extremely important when working with communities, especially in like a disability area, that you have true representation. So I made sure that my committee had people with physical disabilities in it. And then also some 3D printing gurus like Stefan and Matt, and then Bryce Johnson there is actually the co-creator of that Microsoft controller that Joe was just mentioning.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That is wonderful.
And that little kid there is just because I thought it would be fun. He has cerebral palsy. So, you know, it's more representation.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That is the right way to do it.
Yeah. So Caleb was talking about, you know, wanting to do this contest and, you know, thinking about, you know, getting a contest together. And I said, well, you know, Are you looking for a place to host this contest? And, you know, we don't normally host external contests, but let's do this. Let's make this happen. And so, you know, I sent Joe a message to make sure it would be okay. And, you know, then it was, well, what are you going to do for prizes for the contest? And we also are backing it that, you know, whoever comes up with the best design as decided by that committee of judges is going to get a Prusa Mini. And you got the pancake bot. People reached out to you because they were excited too, and
they donated one, and I purchased two more, so all three winners will get a pancake bot.
Awesome.
Wow, that is cool.
So very cool. We look forward to seeing what else is coming out there. And if you guys you know, obviously, like I said, if you guys have some design skills and have some time, especially over the holidays, you know, this is kind of a great way to give back to the community of, you know, try to create some controller mods that would help out. And I think Caleb just gave a mission there to everyone with those top switches. You know, I sat here already and I'm like, how would I do it? And already have some already have some ideas in mind. So some of you guys could probably come up with some stuff pretty quickly. But also, you know, like I said, this is our first external contest. If you're out there and have a great idea for a contest that you think we should run for an organization that you're working with, you know, let me know and let's see if we can make it work, because I think Bruce Printers is a great platform for doing these things. And, you know, in this case, it's a great way to do something that will potentially help a lot of people. So, yeah, super cool. All right, Caleb, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for being
here. Thank you so much for having me and hosting the contest.
Yeah. Okay. We will have to have you back on the show sometime to talk about some of the other fun stuff that you work on. Yeah.
Yes.
Talk about 3D printing for goats or something like that. So.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I was just going to ask as the last thing, how are the goats?
The goats are wonderful. I can't show you from here, unfortunately, but I have 4 goats and they're delightful.
And they love Raisin Bran.
Maybe next time you are the guest, you can bring them on. Do you let them inside?
No, I don't.
Prove them smart.
Destroy the house.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'll book them in the summertime and we'll get them out at the goats.
Yeah, Mikolas, we were talking about doing a stream from the alpaca enclosure.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can do an alpaca sheep goat stream or something.
We can also bring in the bees, but I'm not sure.
The bees.
Yeah,
I think we've got a whole theme here. Like, stay tuned to Prusa Alive, Joe's Little Farm Edition.
All right. Thanks, Caleb, for joining us.
Thanks, Caleb.
See you soon.
The time's up. Yeah, we can't do that. Like, when I do this, I don't get it.
Yes. Well, yeah, we discovered that. Like, rewind. To see Caleb, but we discovered that earlier. Apparently Zoom in web mode only, if you give a thumbs up, we'll put a thumbs up on the on your screen, which we had never seen before until Caleb just did it randomly.
Cool little thing.
Yeah. All right. It's like contest palooza around here on this particular show. But let's get to our last contest for the
year.
The show.
Yeah.
Yes, for the year. That is very true. Which is the every episode Prusa Alive show us your prints competition. We had a tricky time on this one because there was a lot of stuff that we love. That's definitely one of the things of like this new like once a month schedule. Like you guys submit so much stuff and there's so many good entries.
Like, I guess I want to really say like tough. This is totally unfair. There is no system and we just pick what we like and that's it, guys. Like
it's so mood driven. I feel like it's the things that we love like right now.
Yeah, so but that is just how it goes. Yeah. I guess.
Well, I hope you guys were in good mood.
Oh yeah.
Well, I hope so because the third place is Barry Webb, and I mean, if you wanted a showcase of the painting tools in Prusa Slicer 2.4, I mean, wow.
Yeah, that is masterpiece.
Yeah.
We talked about the face being a little bit uncanny valley, but other than that, it's pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah, and you know, to think that he zoomed in there and got all that stuff shaded in, you know, to split up the colors. Like, you know, he took the time to get this right.
Awesome, Joe. Yeah. Modeled by David Eastman.
He was writing on Twitter that it was like 160 hours of printing.
Ooh.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah, so congrats, Barry, and great job also, David Eastman, for creating the model.
Yeah.
Wonderful job.
And who do we have for number 2?
Okay, so number 2 is some kind of animal or so, like, or like bunny or something. Did we have someone like that on the stream already? So, of course, it's 3D Print Bunny, our good friend who was on the show before. And it's another of hers crazy tensor gritty models. Matt, you had something to do with this model, right?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a guilty pleasure in that when she was doing some of the Halloween models, I was kind of having a conversation with her about them and suggested the idea of a, you know, like a Santa flying over the houses motif in the Tensegrity stuff. And she made it happen, and it's so much cooler than I would have even guessed. So, and I love, she gives the little nudge and...
Yeah, it's like with the way it's shot, I can't even see the little strings.
Yeah.
So it almost
Are they translucent?
I don't know if they're translucent or if they're white. She has so many different layers in there, and but they might be translucent, so that they just disappear. 3D Print Bunny, if you're watching, or if you watch us in the future, we'd love to know if those are translucent or white. So let us know on Twitter. So yeah, super, super cool model and lovely print. All right, so our number one, and this goes kind of into that exactly like what we're feeling at the time, because this just totally made us giggle.
Yeah, it's just goofy, but the first place goes to Thomas Walter, Baloo, and it's the Loki crocodile. Yeah. But I mean, it's just really funny and cute, so there you go.
I really loved the Loki series. I thought
it was
very
too.
Funny. And when the Loki Gator showed up, it was just
That was super hilarious. I'm so much looking forward to season two.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And when we saw this going through the list, it made both of us laugh, and we couldn't help but give it first place.
So congrats on the first place. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking about the MCU, have you guys seen the new Spider-Man yet?
No,
not yet.
I have, and it's
good. Is it good?
I don't want to, like, you know, hype it or, you know, spoil anything, but I really liked it. So yeah.
I saw your discussion. Yeah. I just saw your discussion with Joel about it. I desperately want to see it, but yeah, not yet.
Yeah, so I was invited for the Matrix, the latest Matrix premiere, but it was 9 p.m. today in Prague. now, it's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we have you.
I mean, there was no chance I wouldn't be here. Nice. Last theme of the year? Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so those were the winners of the Prusa Life Bakes, of the Prusa Life Contest, and we have some time for your questions, so
we've got about 8 minutes.
Shoot in the chat if you have anything you want to ask about. Good old when Wi-Fi update Prusa Connect, yes, we know, working on it, we swear, it's happening. Not ready yet. Sorry about that.
There was a team change in the recent months, and it's picking up speed now.
Oh, my connection
is everything working?
It says
you're freezing.
Okay, it said my connection is unstable, but I'm like on a cable connection, so.
Yeah. The Connect was now released to all the. People who applied for the beta to see how it scales up, and then we will be slowly opening it up.
Okay.
I don't know if we will do invites or something, but we will definitely. I mean, I don't think it's smart to have like 100,000 people just jump on it.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Also worth noting that we released firmwares for everything, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Mark III Mini SL1S, Super Slicer, everything.
Yeah. So
maybe look for the CB or CW.
Oh yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. So if you want to, you know, if you want to update your firmware, we put out a bunch of new stuff. So chances are there's a new firmware for your machine because we put out firmwares for all the machines.
I have two questions from Discord, both of which are more questions as much as they are suggestions about future things. One is, do we have any plans for, especially now that we have all the Prusameter mm-hmm. stuff and all the badges, are there any plans for any statistics or graphs or anything like that someone could look yes. at a dashboard and see?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, there is already like, I know it's not ideal, but you know, you get, go away, zoom. You get this history of what you got Prusameters for, and if you highlight, if you hover over the text, you get the 30-day period that it's from. Yeah. So that's one thing, but yes, we definitely, we want to do some kind of statistics. We don't know how detailed they will be, but it's clear to us. Yeah, that, you know,
I think we should do something so it encourages the people to compete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We could just get Wilco to write all of our all of our statistics since he's captain yeah. Prusa Printer spreadsheet.
Yeah. I have yeah, one.
By the way, the new name is probably going to happen in the Q1.
Oh yeah, I just Joe, have you seen the update? Like about it?
I signed yeah. the contract.
Oh, that's right. The update was you signing it. So, like, I guess
so, yeah, he's aware.
I guess you've heard. I just saw Martin in the office showing me the papers yeah. that like it's happening.
Mickey, are you doing a vacation between the holidays? Maybe you should.
yeah. I think
time for a brain reset.
I think this is the last day in the office. Before yeah. Christmas for me, so yeah. I saw Occupied Brain in the chat asking about if automatic variable like layer height layers are possible. Hell yeah, and it's already there, so we have the new shape gallery, so I'm just gonna put in a bunny, and then I select the variable layer height, and there is the adaptive button, and it just looks at the things, and it decides where you need, you know, lots of, you know, there's the slope, so you need small layer height, and then here it's almost vertical, so you can go with tall layer height, and then you can pick the smoothing radius, and you just go bam, and it like smooths it. I also like to, there's the keys, shift and right mouse button smooths where you hover, so I actually really like to just, you know, select the places where there's big jumps, and just smooth it out, and yeah. I mean, the bunny is not the best example for this, but yeah, that's how you do it. Matt, you had one more question before I jumped in.
Yeah, so we had a question on Discord of, is there any plan, and again, I think this is more of a suggestion, but I really like this one, of adding some kind of like a ruler tool into, measurement tool into Prusa Slicer.
Yeah. I think I told Wojciech some time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know
that should be very quick.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I remember using that a lot in NetFab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's right. I use it in the Fusion too, so it would be nice.
Yeah, super useful if you're trying to make sure that, you know, a part in a specific place meets compliance. It's nice to be able to measure it if you're, like, scaling things.
Do you need a Prusa to use Prusa Slicer? Not at all. Actually, one of the things we update all the time, and that's together with the community, is including more profiles for other printers. So if you launch Prusa Slicer and you just go configuration wizard, and a thing will pop up, and you go other vendors, and you select what printer manufacturer you want, and then you can pick the printers. But I mean, also, this is not all. You can also just create your own profile or download some from Facebook groups or whatever, so definitely not needed.
Yeah, but we I would say we are very careful in which profiles we
put
there. We try to verify them with at least few people, because you know, we don't want to have there something which is undercooked.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it is very easy to at least get your own base profile. If the machine you have is not supported there, it is very easy to get your own base profile up and going. And then you can, you know, you can tune that profile to to what works for you. So, all right, let's get one more question in and call it a year.
I mean, if I see some really quick one, like, will the manual for Prusa Slicer be updated? I was trying to, you know, not wait for when it's released. So a lot of the new features are already covered. There's just a banner on top that says this is available only in Prusa Slicer 2.4. So most of the new MMU painting, the Simplify model, all of these things are covered, though I didn't get to do it all. So of course, like, if you go into support settings or something, I'm sure there's some uncovered things, but it will get updated over time. So yes, for sure. And do we ship to India? Oh, I think so.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I think so.
I've definitely spoken to Indian users about having our machines now. Do they direct ship? I don't know, but.
And then there's also, I saw many times a question about US warehouse.
Maybe something will happen next year.
Yes.
You never know. We've got a big, exciting year ahead of us.
You never know. But, you know, we are quite efficient while shipping from here. So even if the people are expecting that if we have US warehouse, it will be cheaper. But actually, in fact, it will most definitely be more expensive. Because we have such a good rate that the ground shipping US side is more expensive than just air shipping it directly from Prague.
Yeah, and the DHL shipments are so fast. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
I just answered a question without talking, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is our show.
Yeah, that's it for this year, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for joining us. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone, and happy printing during the holidays, and see you next year.
I'll see you next year. Yes.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us. Have very happy holidays. Stay safe. Keep printing. See you in 2022. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. Bye.